Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 19, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices about Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. A new OYSTER report released by the Chesapeake Bay Foundation in early July found that research suggests that oyster populations, especially in the Southern Bay, may be developing resistance to diseases that have decimated oyster numbers in recent decades. For example, the annual average percentage of native oysters dying from the oyster disease MSX in Virginia's York River decreased from 50% in 2000 to 5% currently, while occurrence of MSX in the lower James River decreased from about 80% in 1995 to about 24% in 2009. In Maryland's Bay waters, oyster mortality from diseases decreased from 29% in the 1984 to 2004 period to 17% in the 2005-2009 period. Other key conclusions and assertions of the report are, one, that poaching or illegal harvesting is a common problem in Bay oyster sanctuaries. Two, oyster sanctuaries can provide significant economic return by enhancing reproduction of commercially valuable fish. Three, reconstructed reefs continue to be needed as oyster attachment areas. Four, water pollution is a significant obstacle to oyster recovery. And five, oyster aquaculture offers greater potential for economic growth than does wild oyster harvesting. Over the July 4th weekend, over 1,140 gallons of diesel fuel spilled from an Amars Incorporated store in Bluefield, entered Beaver Creek, and eventually reached the Bluestone River, which flows across the state line into West Virginia. State agencies in Virginia and West Virginia were involved in efforts to contain the spill and in subsequent cleanup efforts, which are being conducted by consulting firm Marshall Miller. As of July 14th, the extent of aquatic life impacts were still being assessed. As of the July 13th assessment by the National Drought Monitor, 86% of Virginia was rated as abnormally dry, and 37% of the state was rated as being in moderate drought. On July 14th, the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, issued a statewide drought watch. The DEQ's news release announcing the watch said that, despite recent rain in portions of the Commonwealth, the potential exists for drought impacts to intensify if hot, dry conditions redevelop. The state is recommending that localities, public water supplies, and self-supplied water users take the following steps: minimize non-essential water use, review or develop local water conservation and drought contingency plans, and take conservation or water use restriction actions consistent with those plans, distribute water conservation information to citizens, continue monitoring the condition of public waterworks and self-supplied water systems, and aggressively pursue leak detection and leak repair programs. And our last news item this week, in July, the Virginia Department of Transportation awarded a $424,000 grant to Matthews County for work to stabilize and protect its historic New Point Comfort Island Lighthouse. Since 1805, the lighthouse on the quarter-acre island has provided guidance to ships traveling Mob Jack Bay, which separates the Middle Peninsula counties of Matthews and Gloucester. The new grant, coupled with the previous $149,000 grant and a 20% local match, will fund construction of a 12-foot-high, 46-foot-wide, and 300-foot-long stone wall around the island. Construction is expected to begin in 2011. Meanwhile, a $10,000 donation by two descendants of Elsie Burroughs, the lighthouse's original stonemason, has started a long-term fund for maintenance of the lighthouse. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Actually, the sound will be easily recognizable, but the mystery is, what's the connection to water? Have a listen for about 15 seconds. That was the rail clatter and warning horn of a train recorded from the Potomac River. Many railroad lines developed along river courses, where cities and other commercial centers had originally located to take advantage of river-based transportation and commerce. Virginia examples include active railroad lines along parts of the Clinch, James, Roanoke, and Shenandoah rivers, as well as former lines now converted to recreational trails, such as the 57-mile-long New River Trail State Park. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between July 21st and 27th. On July 23rd, the Regulatory Advisory Panel on Proposed Changes to Virginia's Stormwater Management Regulations meets in Richmond. For more information, phone David Dowling at 804-786-2291. On July 27th, the Marine Resources Commission meets in Newport News. For more information, phone Jane McCroskey at 757-247-2215. Now, here are two upcoming meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. July 22nd in Honeaker on the TMDL implementation plan for Lewis Creek in the Clinch River watershed in Russell County. For more information, phone Martha Chapman at 276-676-5529. And July 26th in Fairfax on the TMDL study for Accotink Creek in the Potomac River watershed in Fairfax County and in the city of Fairfax. For more information, phone Gregory Voigt at 215-814-5737. Finally, looking ahead a bit to some educational and recreational events in August. On August 14th at Holiday Lake 4-H Center near Appomattox, Virginia Citizens for Water Quality is holding its annual summit. The theme this year is Volunteer Monitoring, the Next Generation. For more information, phone David Jennings at the Virginia Office of the Alliance for the Chesapeake Bay at 804-775-0951. And on August 20th to 22nd in Roanoke, the 8th International Conference on Recirculating Aquaculture takes place at the Hotel Roanoke and Conference Center. For more information, phone 540-553-1809. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.